This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, hey Marge, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/ifanboy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/ifanboy now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/ifanboy. This is iFanboy Special Edition, Marvel's The Defenders. Special edition high fanboy on Marvel's The Defenders. My name is Connor Kilpatrick, and I'm here with Ron Richards.
Hello, Connor. I did it.
And you and I have become the Netflix brain trust because no one else will come on for these shows.
Apparently.
but we're talking about The Defenders from the Netflix and Marvel. There'll be spoilers, so keep that in mind going forward. But this is the series that culminates that big original Marvel Netflix deal in which we had Daredevil and Luke Cage, Jessica Jones and Iron Fist all come together from their respective solo series to fight the Hand in The Defenders.
Yep. And this is the much awaited The Defenders. Like, I remember going back to New York Comic Con last year when they announced Sigourney Weaver had joined the cast and all the hubbub and right. You know, mayhem around that. And then, you know, and this has all been leading to this. This is the big one. And so it came out last week. It premiered Friday, August 15th. No, that's September. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. August 18th it came out. You watched it very quickly.
Well, I mean, the thing we always complain about on these shows is that the solo series are 13 episodes and there's too much.
Yep.
So it was a combination of A, this didn't come out like around a holiday. Like right. Some of the other ones have done. So
it came out in a quiet time, like mid-August when nothing's going on and the box office is dying. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I just would get up in the morning. I'd watch an episode before work, and you know, did that over. Watched two episodes one day. So you know, it was pretty easy to knock out because it's only eight episodes. We complained 13's too many.
No, I was so glad that there were eight episodes, and I just ran into victim of circumstance in that the weekend it came out, I had family stuff and things going on, and then I had something every night of the week all this week. And it finally led up to this Friday where I've gone on record when we talked about these things before, how I am not a fan of the drop the whole season and the binge and all that sort of stuff. But because you had already finished this and because we're on some unique scheduling challenges with our podcast releases, I'm like, I'm just going to sit down and watch all this. So I watched three in one day and then I think four more, and then the last one today. So I watched a lot in a row in the span of 3 days. And I don't think it works well when you do it. I think it worked against me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, because, okay, so getting into this, right? So, like, as we mentioned, it's the four main Marvel street-level characters that were in the Netflix series coming together, fighting the Hand. When I was watching the first episode, all right, so I'm going to give you what other people said to me, right?
Okay.
When I was watching the first episode, I was in my apartment, and my girlfriend, who does not care about any of this stuff, was not watching, was puttering around the apartment, and she stopped in about halfway through the first episode when I think it was Danny Rand and Colleen Wing were on the plane having a conversation about the Hand. Yeah. And she's like, didn't I see this scene already in Iron Fist?
And then, because the hand has been the bad guys, in,
right? No,
the
no,
whole
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. And then at numerous points through the other episodes that she saw off to the side, she's like, "I've seen this before too." She's like, "I don't even watch this show, and I've seen this already." So that is one thing. And then on the other hand, a friend of mine actually tweeted this after he said, "I'm on episode 5 of The Defenders, and it feels like a project someone threw together 15 minutes before it was due." And I
can't disagree with that.
Yeah. And so my assessment of this is that I mostly liked it. And that's mainly because the combination of Mike Coulter and Charlie Cox, who are two of my favorite actors to come out in the last 10 years or so in TV. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm big fans of both of them. A larger fan of Mike Coulter. And so any screen time with them, I prefer. I like that this was 8 episodes. There were moments that worked. And in fact, I'll say that this, of all these Netflix ones, this is the one that felt the most like a comic book.
Okay.
In that, even though this is 8 episodes, it was a condensed time period. It was only over like 3 days, right?
Yeah, really short.
Yeah, whereas Iron Fist and Luke Cage were all stretched out over a long period of time and stuff like that. And so I like that it was focused and it felt, you know, like there was a problem. They all came together. They teamed up. Like, it felt very comic booky. And so that was good. But the cons to it for me was that everything felt like, oh, God, we've had this conversation again with all of them. Like, it was a lot of retread. Like, if you've and I was trying to figure out, and you tell me what you think. What is the balance between people who have watched all the Netflix series and people who are just watching this?
Right, and that's a thing you have to consider when you're making the show. And I don't know I can't imagine, but I guess there'll be some people who did watch this. You can't just make it,
because it felt like they were doing exposition at every opportunity.
I had a lot of fun with it. I didn't think it was like great. I don't think we've yet to reach the height of the Daredevil series, which I think is the best.
Yeah,
we've gotten from this deal so far. But I think. It rests on the shoulders of the four leads who are a ton of fun together. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like the Avengers Age of Ultron, where it's like, yeah, the story is what it is. It doesn't make a ton of sense. Like, I still couldn't tell you what the hand was trying to do.
Right. Well, I mean, I think...
serious substance out of the ground that keeps them from dying. But for me, it wasn't so much about what the plot was. It was about any scene where the characters were together, which is why the first two episodes are the biggest slog of this.
Yes,
of this series.
Agreed.
Until they come together in the third episode, you're just kind of like, okay.
Third episode sung. Third episode was great. Like, that was what this was all working on. First episode was so slow, and I get that you're pulling everybody in, and you're kind of repositioning them on the board and introducing them, but it just took forever for them to converge. And when they finally did in that Chinese restaurant, it just, like, it was electric.
Even then, I loved that fight scene. The all first fight in the headquarters in the hand.
They've really got to stop with the hallway fights.
No, I thought it was. I mean, to me, it's all about execution, and the hallway fight was terrific. One of the complaints we had about Iron Fist was that the fights were kind of boring and terrible. But I think this is. They were all really great in this series. I really liked the action in this one. It's funny because we complained about 13. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we thought, you know what? Maybe this one could have had 10.
Well, that's actually what I was thinking. I think maybe 8 was too. I agree with you. I think there could have been 10 in this because why I think that is they were just focused on the hand, and it became this drumbeat. And it seemed like maybe because I watched so many episodes in a row in the binge watching, it just felt like so many episodes were repeating the previous episodes before them with just slightly different details as they got more information.
Right.
You know, and I think that really worked against it. I would have liked a breather episode. I would have liked a subplot episode, you know.
It's the irony of us complaining about the... I mean,
yeah.
It really... I think it's like Goldilocks, right? 13's too many, 8's too few, 10 is probably just right.
Yep.
And it would have been nice just to breathe with the characters a little bit more than we got to. But the time... Even when they split up into little pairs, like, I thought... Daredevil and Luke Cage. I mean, Daredevil and Jessica Jones together was a delight.
It was great.
I really liked the chemistry between Luke Cage and Iron Fist. I thought they were a fun pair. I liked Iron Fist more here than I did in his own series.
Well, I just laughed when the first episode opened on Iron Fist and Colleen, and I quickly realized that the linchpin and the entire driver of this story was Iron Fist, which was the weakest link of all the shows. I just thought that was very ironic. I get that they've been building the hand up as the villain throughout all of their ones, except Luke Cage. Oh no, he was kind of in it. I mean, I mean, it's you know, out there. But at least with not even with Jessica Jones, it was just Daredevil and Iron Fist.
Yeah,
and I was a little disappointed that this was the hand. Like I didn't know anything going into this, and so I really hoped that Sigourney Weaver was gonna be the head of Roxxon, or like they were gonna.
Well, we knew that from the very beginning with that all the Daredevil stuff happening. You just knew it was gonna be the hand from all that.
Yeah.
But it allowed you to have, like, Scott Glenn as Stick was terrific. And you, they're not the most compelling villain. Basically, at the end of the day, they're a bunch of faceless.
That's what drove me crazy, is that it just seemed as if every conflict and every fight was just anonymous dudes fighting them through crowds as they try to get to someone who slips away.
Right.
Every time. And it just got a
little. It's not the most compelling. It wasn't the most compelling. I had a lot of fun watching.
It was fun. I think they were leaning. They didn't have enough tricks in the magic hat. You know, they said, listen, we know how to do this well. Let's do it. And executed. It was great. It's just I'm talking about it in the aggregate. Now I will give them credit. Like shit got intense towards the end.
Yes.
Like it got, you know, I mean, people died, people lose arms. Like it was like, and that makes sense with given the comic book continuity. But I was impressed at how much they went for it by the end.
Yeah. And I thought the last couple episodes were really fun. Yeah. I thought the big, you know, the big climactic fight underground was really great. I think, you know, I don't know what their plans are. I know that they're shooting another Jessica Jones, they're shooting another Iron Fist, they're shooting another Luke. They're all getting another season. I don't know if they're planning on coming in together again, but
right.
It would be unfortunate if they didn't, only because these four actors work really well together.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is that, like, I get the desire to keep them isolated in their own series and have them in their own little world, but the moments we get excited for is when they work together. So I would hope in the next round of shows you get more interplay between the four characters because this establishment has been made.
I would, rather than and I get it works against economics, but rather than another Luke Cage and another Iron Fist, do a Power Man and Iron Fist, you know, season.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can do that. There's no reason why you can't do that. They were fun together. I like how Danny's mysticism and kung fu lore butts up against, you know, Luke's pragmatism and realism. He's just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, Mike Coulter was great. Yeah, when he was reacting to that, and he was like, and also Jessica's kind of, you know, street level pragmatism and I'll give them credit. Like when they're in episode 3 in the Chinese restaurant, when she bails and she's like, nope, I'm out. And then she realizes that it's all tied, and she's got her kind of cavalry moment. Driving the car into the restaurant was awesome. It was like there were really good big moments, and that's why, you know, and like I said earlier, they felt like comic book moments.
Yeah, this was like a fun miniseries that maybe needed another issue to really flesh out what, you know, because I don't, what was happening underground at the end.
You
just binge watched it all.
I something about a dragon. And the power of the dragon, and that's what they need for Iron Fist was the key. Why that's in New York? I mean, like, I don't know.
They needed his hand to open the dragon. Like,
yeah.
There's just so much.
If I heard the words Kun Lun one more time, there's so much about Kun Lun they didn't tell me. Like, it was just like, it was the same beats kind of happened over and over again. And it was, I don't know. But I didn't see Elektra taking the direction she took. Like, I didn't see that coming. Like, I thought that was interesting.
I thought they did a good job of using all the supporting cast.
Yeah.
You know, Elektra got a lot of time. She becomes the main villain after she kills Sigourney Weaver.
Yep.
Which makes sense. The comics, she led the hand for a while.
Yep.
But it's hard. I mean, if you're Matt Murdock, and it's hard to come back from what Elektra's done now. You know, she killed Stick. She killed, you know, she took over the hand. That's really hard to deal with. But, you know, they used his supporting cast well, I thought. Obviously, Colleen Wing got a lot of screen time, and so did Misty Knight.
And Misty Knight's fantastic. She's great. I mean, that is...
What's her name? Patty. Who's on a Supergirl.
Is it Patty?
Trish Walker.
Trish Walker, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I thought they were really kind of weaving all those people together. It made sense.
Well, except for the moment when, like, and that's the thing that...
Also, Rosario Dawson.
Of course, Rosario. The linchpin of all this is Rosario Dawson. But that's the thing that annoyed me the most, is that in all of these series, there's always been the moment where the villain is going to go after the people in the hero's lives and they need to protect them.
Right.
And it happened again in this one, and they bring everybody into the... It's like the opening scene of Clue, right? Where you've got a room of, you know, Foggy's over here and Karen Page and Trish Walker and Colleen, and you got all the supporting characters all in one room because they need to be protected because it's happening again. Like I get that they're gonna use their relationships as their weaknesses and go after them, but, like, again, we've done that in all the series. Like, all right. Four of them, they did that. So,
yeah, I mean, you weren't really breaking a lot of new ground here.
Yeah,
but again, I think it's kind of like our complaints about Avengers. It's like, it's fun to be with the cast. Ultimately, the story's not that compelling.
Yeah,
which I think may be why, of all these series, you're hearing about this one the least amount.
Yeah,
I mean, there's just no discussion about the Defenders going.
No, I mean, it was funny. It was funny because another friend of mine, earlier this week, was like, "The Defenders come out," and I was like, "Yep." Like, nobody's talking about it. I was like, nope.
I mean, people were talking about Iron Fist a lot more, but they were talking about how much they hated it. But at least they were talking about it. And I mean, I don't see anyone discussing that. I don't even know what the consensus is on it, because I see no discussion on it anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I just think that's really interesting and maybe worrisome. Although Disney pulling out of Netflix might mean this whole thing is going to die anyway.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that. So according to Rotten Tomatoes, the Defenders season has a 75%. Reviewers rating and an 80% audience score. So it seems like people like it, I guess.
It's,
I
mean, fun. It's super fun. And people I know who didn't finish Iron Fist, you know, enjoyed this. I think it's enjoyable at the end of the day. I'm looking at the picture of the four of them in the elevator with Matt wearing the dumbass scarf on his head.
Yeah.
And that was a great scene. And I like that Matt... I think it's funny he's the only one that wears a costume. I'm still annoyed they don't give Iron Fist a costume.
Well, it looks like that last scene in the last episode when he's on the rooftop and he's in that green with the yellow stripe. That looks closer to a costume. Yeah. I don't know if that's
at least they had him wearing green this time. Yeah, like he wore the green hoodie and the green jacket, but, like, you know, I get it. Luke wears a yellow T-shirt. That's totally fine. It's within his
and the hoodie, the gray hoodie with the yellow highlight, right?
Right. At least that's within his modern interpretation. Jessica Jones just wears regular clothes. But, you know, give Iron Fist a goddamn head mask.
I mean, right. Please. Something. Great,
they keep giving Daredevil those head masks. He had them in the first season and then again with the scarf, but they don't, for some reason, give it to Iron Fist. Yeah, but
I don't know why. So it's funny, though, because we were saying how, you know, a lot of the supporting cast came back. We had Foggy and Karen Page and Colleen and Misty and all that sort of stuff. But what was the only thing I said to you before we recorded this in regards to the Defenders? What was the only criticism I said before recording?
I wasn't paying attention.
What, no Ward?
Oh, right. That wasn't before recording. That was 2 days ago.
It was two days ago before recording. I'm watching the show, and Danny goes to the Rand office, and they're like, oh, Ward's on a business trip. I was like, God damn it. The only person I'm looking forward to is Ward Meacham.
I think you're the only person in the world looking forward to seeing Ward Meacham again, other than the guy who plays him and gets paid for it.
Well, yeah, except in this one, so.
But, I mean, I was not too worried about that. I think... In addition to the cast, I think the supporting cast is really good. I like that Colleen and Misty got into the action, because, you know, the person I was talking to about it, she doesn't really read a lot of superhero comics, so she didn't know that those, you know, are heroes in the books too. So I explained that Misty gets a robotic arm, and, you know, in the comics they're a crime fighting team, and so maybe they'll explore that. Maybe that'll lead to more crossover between Iron Fist and Luke Cage, because I think that would benefit.
They definitely laid the groundwork for the Colleen Misty team up, which exists in the comics, which is great. Although
those actresses are great, and the actress who plays Lecture are great. They have a really strong cast, which is Marvel's hallmark through most of the stuff they do.
Yeah. I really would like to see how they handle Misty getting a robot arm.
Right. I mean, you can't do Stark Tech in the TV world, right? So maybe it's Rand Tech or whatever it is.
Yeah, Roxxon maybe. Or I just want Roxxon. Give me Roxxon. God damn it.
Where was Roxxon before? We had them before.
Was Roxxon in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, I thought, wasn't it Roxxon in Iron Fist?
Oh, yeah. No, it was in Jessica Jones, wasn't it? With the growth hormone, the IGH.
Oh, right.
Which is the inhuman growth hormone. God. Oh, God. So, all right. So, ratings.
Well, hold on. Before we get to wrap it up, so did you watch the Punisher teaser at the end credits?
I did not, actually. I didn't know about that.
Post-credits Punisher teaser.
Okay, I got to go back and watch
that.
It's
really funny because, so on the Apple TV, that's how I was watching it on Netflix. When the credits of the show starts, it minimizes it and goes to the next thing.
Yeah, same thing on Netflix. I was watching Netflix on the web, and same thing. Yeah.
Even if the show's over, like there's no more episodes, it's trying to get you to watch another show.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get it to go back to the other screen because there was content. It's like, it's their mechanism is not built for a show that has post-credit content. I couldn't. Right. I literally had to go on my iPad and manually scroll to the end.
That's annoying.
But there was a Punisher little teaser. It wasn't like a scene. It was more like a short trailer, kind of like when they did the Avengers trailer after Captain America.
That's got to be online by now, isn't it? Or
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. I really liked. You know, we talked about this. I really like Joe Bernthal's Punisher.
John Bernthal.
I don't know what it means to have Punisher be the lead of something.
It'll be interesting. I mean, I think the Punisher. Well, I don't know. We talked a lot about it in the comics how the Punisher is good as a outside influence when he comes in, but he's also had his own series for 40 years. So I think there's something you could do there. We'll see what they do. I think Bernthal really has an intensity to that character that can carry it. So I'll watch that. Of course, I'll watch it. Well, we have to watch it, but I'll watch it.
So did you feel good about the show overall? What's your overall ratings?
Well, actually, before we get to ratings, I will say so you're complaining about the Punisher thing at the end with Apple TV. So I started watching on Netflix through my Chromecast, and that does not have the skip intro button, which exists when you watch Netflix on the web. So I moved to watching in a browser on my computer because, my God, why must they put us through a 2-minute intro every episode? And that's the thing. Is like I've noticed on Netflix, other series have stopped doing that. The first episode has a long intro that is the long opening credits, and then subsequent episodes just have like 20 seconds of it that remind you that's what it was and then move on. Like Glow did that perfectly where they just had the Glow logo and they got into the show.
Well, it allows me to go to the bathroom and get something to drink.
Oh, it's interminable. That's why I was like, skip intro. Thank God for this button. I love you. Thank you, button. All right, ratings.
I'm giving it a 4.
I will give it a 3.5.
What do you give the skip intro button?
5.
Okay.
It's Electro. I give it a 3.5 because I thought it was strong. It's better than average, right? It's better than middling. But I just think the leaning on the same plots, you know, points and story points, just annoyed me. So.
Interesting. Where do you want? Do we want to rank the series?
Oh yeah, let's do that. All right. So we got Daredevil season 1, season 2, Jessica. Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Defenders, right?
Right.
So how many is that? That's 18?
it's six,
right?
Seven.
Four, Daredevil, Jessica. Six. Okay. All right, you go first.
Daredevil season 1, Daredevil season 2, Jessica Jones, The Defenders, Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
I'm going to go Daredevil Season 1, Daredevil Season 2, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, The Defenders, Iron Fist.
Okay, so pretty close.
Yeah. So. All
right. So are you sticking with it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I will follow Mike Coulter into Mordor. You know, like, I'm so glad after discovering Mike Coulter on The Good Wife, and then to see his next project be Marvel related, I mean, it's delightful because I get to follow his career. That's fantastic. So I'm glad he didn't go off and do something that I wouldn't watch. So
now that we finished the first phase of these shows, where do you want to see things go from here?
I would like a Punisher series.
No, I mean, character-wise.
Oh, character-wise. Like, I mean, well, clearly, clearly they're doing Matt Murdock and Born Again, right? And Daredevil, like that was the tease at the end of it, you know, where he's in the bed being mended by nuns, right? So, you know, that will be nice. That will be neat. I would like to see Heroes for Hire. I would like to see Power Man, Iron Fist. I would like to see that team up happen in some sort of way, shape, or form.
Right.
And we're getting Jessica Jones and David Tennant again with Purple Man, so that's fine. I mean, I think that's, you know, I don't know where they take Jessica Jones from here, because I feel like Alias and all the stuff that Bendis did only took it so far, and she's the character with the blankest slate of them all. And in the comics, we know Jessica and Luke end up together, but Luke and Rosario Dawson are together in the TV show. So what do you do with Jessica here? So.
Right. I mean, Jessica's story ended pretty quickly in the comics after the Purple Man.
Yeah.
And then she just went right from that to being married to Luke Cage, having a baby, being part of the Avengers. So I don't know. There isn't really a lot of comics material to mine here for her. So they either go their own way, or they put her with Luke, which obviously there was a flirtation, and there was a winsomeness between the two between the two of them. They both missed it. They missed each other.
Yeah.
It being each other or the sex and both.
Yeah.
I would like to see them together. I'd like to see Luke and Danny together. I mean, as long as it brings the characters together, I'm fine with that.
Right. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
I think all in all, the Marvel Netflix experiment has been. It's better than S.H.I.E.L.D. Right.
It's enjoyable. None of these series I have had a bad time watching. Even when I was bored by most of Iron Fist, I still had a good time watching it.
Yeah. I mean, I found delight in Ward Meacham, and that was my okay. Cool. I dig it. So,
at the end of the day, that's the whole point of watching these things, is to have an enjoyable time and not think about the world that's happening around you. So, if you want to talk about the Defenders, you can go to fanboy.com. There'll be a post on this show. You can tell us what you thought. And so this special edition show will be leading into episode 600, which is next week.
Yeah.
Which is this week.
This week, yeah. So, stay tuned for that. That's going to be broadcasting live. We're going to do it Saturday, September 2nd, I believe is the date, right, on it? September 2nd at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be answering your questions. You can email contact@ifanboy.com and put 600 in your subject line if you want to get a question in there. Ask us what we think about the Netflix stuff again. Whatever you want. It's going to be a fun time, so watch that. And then we're gearing up for the fall TV. We talked about this a little on the podcast the other day, but the podcast this week. But, you know, we're going to have to watch Inhumans.
Yes, we'll do it. We'll do a show on the Inhumans pilot. Maybe we'll definitely, and then that'll be leading into the November month, which you're going to have Thor and you're going to have Justice League shows.
Yep.
Was there ever a movie that was supposedly bigger than Justice League that has had zero hype and press around it?
I'd be hard pressed to think of one. But I am excited because we're going to go into the new year. I can't even believe I'm talking about the end of the year, but we've got a lot to talk about in the non-comics in the media world, so I'm excited about that. And plus, we got the return of, you know, The Flash and Arrow and Legends and all that stuff. We got new shows, right? Black Lightning, isn't that coming?
Right, yeah, that's coming up. So we'll be covering as much as we can. And until that next time, I'm Connor.
And I'm Ron.
And I'm going to go put a scarf on my head.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? I've never used that phrase, but I instantly know what it means. And I think it's interesting because it works two different ways. Some people need to have their social battery charged, and they this is the introvert extrovert thing. And some people, you know, like they've got enough energy for other people, but then it's time to sort of step away. And, you know, as we get to this part where winter is ending, which again, it's opposite. I love winter. I don't need it to end. You know, you start getting together with more people and it can be a little draining on top of every other thing that we all have going on in our lives. I just assume everybody's overburdened because I think everybody's overburdened, but it can be tough to deal with. And also like, one of the things is like, you can't necessarily understand why you feel that way or why it's making you tired, but it's a real thing. If you think that you could use some help with it, if you could figure out a way to make things better, therapy is a great way to help. It can give you that kind of self-awareness to know how to ride that level just right so that you feel good, you feel right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is, again, we've been talking about being busy, right? You got to fit that in. You got a lunch period. You can do it during that time, whichever. That's possible. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I like that. There is no penalty for finding the person who is right for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. Get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/iFanboy.